Hello and welcome back to the Mastering Energy Medicine podcast. I'm Beth Manning. I'm a master medical intuitive and psychic healer. And this is the podcast for practitioners, energy workers, medical intuitives, and healers who are ready to open or expand your abilities and learn how to work with energy and make that impact that you know that you're here to make. So when you work with energy, it helps your patients and clients heal faster than they ever thought was possible and helps them achieve full body health and alignment. So welcome back to the podcast. I know there's been a little break in the shows and man, life has just been, it's been real lately. I don't know if you're feeling this March energy. Even if you're listening to this podcast later, I think you'll relate to a lot of what I'm going to talk about today, because the March energy is really asking all of us to heal on a much deeper level. It's asking us to revisit things that we've been healing before, things that maybe we thought we were done with, that we'd closed the door on, but they, you know, are likely coming back at a deeper level, at a newer level. Maybe a different view of them is coming up for you to heal. So if you are experiencing that, we're going to dig into some things that you can do and also just understanding this energy a little bit better. And before we begin, I want to just quickly mention an amazing program that I've launched that is starting on March 15th, and it's called Illuminate. And I've had so many people ask me, how do I work with energy? Where do I start? How do you see the body the way that you see it? Can I do that too? And I created this program as a way to help you understand the fundamentals of reading energy, of working with energy, and really, most importantly, seeing that you have these magical powers too, that these are not reserved for a special few people, but that everyone has gifts. And that if you're interested, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're following me, that's a sign. That means something. And I hope that you will follow that curiosity and explore your own gifts, whatever that looks like. So I have started this program to help you uncover your gifts, to help you understand how you receive information from energy, from, you know, the energy of the body to the energy of the world around you. We're going to be learning how to read chakras, auras, crystals, digging a little bit deeper into the body as well. So this program really helps you understand that unique way that you receive information, because everyone's way looks different. I remember when I was first starting, I was like, I'm not seeing colors. I'm not hearing these voices in my head that everybody's talking about. I must not have these abilities. But I know things. I know things at a deep, deep level. But I never realized that that was part of reading energy and that was part of my abilities. And when you can embrace that, when you can learn how to open it up, to trust it, how to know that you're receiving information that's not out of your logical mind, but that is truly reading the energy, then you can expand those gifts. And when you expand one gift, your other gifts will start to open up as well. So that is what Illuminate is really going to be helping you with. It's a 6-week immersion. It's a small group program into this energetic world that walks you through the fundamentals of reading energy, receiving information, and really helping you to feel confident using your abilities and trust that the information you receive is accurate. So we're going to be working on a lot of ways over the years that I have learned to increase my own accuracy. I'm going to be sharing those tips with you. We're going to be walking through it, and I'm going to be giving you a ton of feedback on your own reading, helping you to really hone in your skills and just feel really relaxed and confident reading energy. So this begins March 15th. I'll put a link in the show notes below. And if you're interested, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. So let's dig into this March energy. And more importantly, I want to talk to you a little bit about healing and why healing is so important. And I think, well, I know for, you know, much of my life, I actively avoided healing because it felt like a punishment, or it felt like I was doing something wrong, or, you know, I should be over this by now, or like I'm the only one that has this weird problem or this thing that I'm worrying about. It's like, it's ridiculous and I shouldn't be worrying about it. But once I started really down this road of, I don't even know if spirituality is the right word. It's, you know, it's, I think instead of spirituality, it's more of this seeking consciousness and seeking to understand who you really are underneath all of this. And really the way to do that, the way to start to understand even, you know, what's my purpose? What do I really want out of life? Why am I here? What's my next step? Those questions, I think, can only be answered through healing. And this is a lot of what March's energy is helping us to do. And I went really deep into the March energy inside of my Facebook group, which has the same name as this podcast, Mastering Energy Medicine. So if you would like to hear the deep dive of the energy, feel free to hop in there, check it out. It's a video. The link for that is below. So I want to talk more about the healing aspects of March this month, because on the flip side of healing is this beautiful personal empowerment, stepping into our power, really owning who we are, you know, seeing this truth and stepping into this bigger reason that we're here and following this path of our greatest purpose and potential. And it's like the beautiful results of healing. There's so many beautiful results of healing, but I think so many people get stuck with that first step. And even just, you know, healing seems like this huge, daunting thing that it's like, where do I begin? You know, and can I do this alone? And how do I know if I'm doing it right? And all of that. So I think with healing, it's, you know, understanding that this is something that we all as humans are here to do. This kind of our reason on earth is to be triggered by things, to have, you know, things not always go our way, to feel hurt, to feel grief, and to cause us to enter this cycle of healing. Because the way that I view healing is it's almost as if the first part of our life, as we're kids and into early adulthood, it's like we're taking on all these layers of things. It's like putting layers of, it's like a, you know, a sweater, and then you're putting a fleece on top of it, and then, you know, you're adding another layer. And I see it, these layers being other people's opinions and views and beliefs and things that we pick up from society, things that our ancestors have passed down to us, you know, these views that we take on, you know, the things that we pick up from school, the labels that people put on us, how other people describe us. It's like layer after layer after layer of things. And at a certain point, you're able to turn around and kind of look at yourself and say, these are not mine. And I no longer wish to, you know, walk around with all of these layers just weighing me down all day, because I can't feel my true self through all of these layers. So healing is really about starting to take them off one by one, starting to peel it back, to ask, you know, is this my truth? Is this something that I want to carry with me anymore? And starting to give yourself permission to shed these layers. So notice I say layers, not we're just going to remove everything at once and drop it and like walk away and everything is okay. and we're back to our kind of true, authentic, original self. No. This happens in layers, and I think that's what can be kind of frustrating. So to kind of share what's going on in my own life right now, I'm going through a big, big change in my life as my dog, who is like my soul dog, she's like an extension of me. She's so in tuned and has really just been by my side the whole time. Just got kind of an end of life diagnosis. And so that's been what I've been going through this month. And it's very hard because I have a lot of grief in my life from when my dad passed when I was young. And, you know, I've had a lot of people pass in my life. And I'm realizing, looking back on a lot of this, because I wasn't really on this path, you know, when all this previous grief had happened. And my method of coping with things was really to not cope. It was to like walk around and not, you know, get as far from the fire as I could so I didn't have to fully feel it and just pretend that I was okay. And just pushing a lot of the emotions down and not feeling them, it really caused a lot of pain in my body. It caused tension, headaches, all sorts of things, because my body for so long was like, hey, this is a terrible strategy. You know, this is not working for you. Even though at some level it felt like it was working for me. But my body, being so incredibly wise, was showing me that, like, hey, can we release some of this stuff, right? Emotions can be like those layers of clothing as well. It's like we carry all this stuff around thinking that, you know, this is who we are, or like identifying with an emotion or labeling ourselves as that. And the truth is that, you know, we're not supposed to be carrying all these emotions around. I think, you know, I don't want to get super sidetracked here, but sometimes we get hung up with our healing when we just focus so intently on the emotions that it's almost like we just keep going around and around with them, instead of just allowing them to release and seeing that, okay, this was a message for me at one point and I understand and I'm going to let myself feel that, but now I'm going to give myself permission to release it. So really my March has been a lot of crying and a lot of releasing, a lot of like allowing myself to express anger, to express everything that I'm feeling, and to allow myself and encourage myself to walk through the fire and to just be with this emotion. And I think, you know, it's so easy to just say like, well, I could never deal with that, or that emotion is too heavy. That's too painful. And for so long, I did that with grief. It was like, whoa, I could feel anything but that. I don't want to feel that. And one thing with March that's happening, I don't know if you're noticing this too, is that a lot of the things we've been sidestepping, or kind of saying, you know, well, I'll talk about anything but that, or I don't want to think about that, are coming up for us. Because I don't think we understand, and I didn't really realize until I started working through this grief, is what a roadblock it causes for us. Like, we don't understand that tiptoeing around something in our own life really takes a lot of energy. It really prevents us from stepping into this next level of who we are, because we're really anchored down to the past and we're dragging that anchor around with us, and we don't really understand necessarily that we're doing it at the time. But our bodies can certainly let us know, you know, with different levels of pain, even illness and disease can happen when we drag things around that we're not meant to, that we're meant to process, that we're meant to learn from, and that we are meant to let go of. So I am sending love and support out to everybody who is going through something right now, because I certainly know what it's like. And I want to encourage you, if a lot of things are coming up for you right now, to walk into that fire and to give yourself permission to feel it and to really do whatever you need to do to process it. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be pretty, but really allowing yourself to start to explore what's going on and really ask yourself the question of, if this situation were to teach me something, what would it be? If I needed to know something from this situation, what is it? What is the deeper thing? And I think that'll help you get some clarity on what's going on. And there's really this beautiful pot of gold at the end of this healing rainbow. And I don't mean that the healing, you know, it's like a distinct finish line, but it's removing another layer and getting closer to who you truly are. And some of the beautiful things, because I've worked with so many people on healing, and I just want to share a few of the things that I've really noticed are some of, I guess, the unexpected beautiful side effects of healings. I think we think that it's all tears and pain and stress and vulnerability, but there's so many beautiful things on the other side. And one of them, and I've been thinking about this a lot lately as I work with more and more practitioners, and I'm about to start this course, Illuminate, to really help people open up their gifts. So when you start to heal, when you start to remove those layers, you open up your abilities. It's incredible. You know, so many people have said to me, you know, I really started to feel energy or understand how to read energy when I was going through a death, or, you know, we had a big event happen in their life, like a big injury or something. And these are events that really force us to heal. They push us into that. Like right now, I cannot avoid this healing that I'm being asked to do. And when we start to do that, you know, it's like once we strip down all these layers that we're carrying, we can actually start to feel our true selves. And our true selves are energetic beings. Our true selves all have this sixth sense for sensing energy. It's not some special few people that are on this earth that are meant to do this work. The problem is that we carry around so many layers that we're not in our bodies, we're not feeling our bodies, and we're disconnected. Like the energy is there, it's there for us to receive, but we can't receive it because there's all this junk in the way. And I think that's the difference between if somebody's going to step into their abilities or not in this lifetime is, you know, for some people, it's how much they are willing to heal, how much healing they can do. And also when, you know, when you do this healing, you can really strengthen your abilities. You can really strengthen your personal power. And the more and more that we're able to get to our authentic selves, the more we're able to connect to energy and really just be this beautiful channel between the divine, between the body in front of us that we are reading. So the more that we heal and open up, the more that the energetic opens up inside of us. And I think another beautiful side effect of healing is that when you begin to do your healing, you create this unspoken kind of ripple for everyone around you to start to shift as well. So people will often say to me, you know, how do I get this person to change? Or like, my husband would be fine if you would just do this, this, and this. Like, but I just can't make him. And the thing is that that's about bringing it back to you. That's about looking at, okay, I can only clean up my side of the street. How can I do that? And this is where some people are really resistant to the healing, right? Because that's not always the easiest answer to hear. But oftentimes the people around you will kind of project back to you what you need to heal. They are our mirrors. But there's this beautiful side effect that when you start to do your work, so we're all energetic beings. Everything about us is energy. So when you start to shift, you naturally shift the field, and other people start to feel this ripple as well. They start to feel this energetic shift, and they start to, you know, like you might find, like, I know I've seen families where one person starts working with me, and then, you know, their immediate family, you know, maybe somebody seeks counseling, or somebody else starts journaling or starts meditating, or like, it's this beautiful rippling effect of doing your own work. And I think when we want to heal the world, we start with ourselves, right? That's the only way we can make big changes, is start with that change, start with deeply embodying that change in yourself. And often we need to heal in order to get to the point where we can embody that change. And I think as a practitioner, another beautiful side effect of healing is that we really need to be able to understand what is our stuff and what is our client's or patient's stuff. And somebody asked me a question recently of how do I know if I'm projecting or if I'm using my abilities? And that really can be a sticking point, because often, so when people first start out, it's hard to know the difference sometimes between, okay, is this my logic? Is this, am I pulling from a past trauma of my own? You know, if somebody were to come to me right now when I'm going through grief, I have to be really aware that I'm in a grieving phase, right? So that I'm not kind of projecting that on them, or, you know, assuming that, or if somebody else is going through grief, like assuming that my grief is similar to their grief, right? So the more aware that we are of ourselves, the more that we can truly help our clients, the more that we can truly read, well, okay, this person's going through grief, and I'm going to read the energy of what it is that they are working through healing, how I can help them with their specific energy that's coming up around this. So it's putting my own grief, my own feelings aside, so that I know that I can focus on this client. And it's really important to be able to decipher that energy and understand how to create those clear boundaries. And that's one thing that we're going to talk about in Illuminate as well, is how to know that you are truly channeling through your own channel and not just picking up on. So especially with medical intuition, it's so easy for us to pick up on our medical background or to say, well, oh, this client that I had that had back pain was, they got better this way, so maybe I'll do the same for this client. But everybody's energy is unique. So it's so important to be able to put our own experiences aside and be able to strictly read the energy of that client and know that that energy is going to show you exactly what needs to heal and where to start with that healing. So I really invite you to be open and aware this March. I mean, this applies for the whole year as well, but the energy is really specifically focused in March, of being aware of what's coming up for you, what's triggering you, what from the past just keeps resurfacing, and starting to look at why, starting to understand okay, if this was trying to teach me something, what is it? So that you can start to peel back the layers and do a little bit of this deeper investigating, this deeper healing. And because your physical body is such a mirror of what's going on with your mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic bodies, it's very important to really take care of your physical body this month. So giving it the rest that it needs, making sure that you are hydrated, that you're sleeping, that you're feeding your body the way that it desires. Because that, the more that you can support your physical body, the more it will help to support all of this other healing that's going on. Because we have to process all this energy through our physical body. And often we'll get sick when there's kind of this backlog, or you know, the physical body can't support the work that we're trying to do with the emotional body, with the energetic, the spiritual body. So taking care of yourself is really important this month. And also giving yourself some grace, some kindness, some any kind of self-care is all going to go a really long way this month. Because really we want to be our own best friend when we're going through this healing process and when things are coming up in our lives, and learn how to really just be kind and caring and compassionate to ourselves. That will go a long way. So I'm sending you guys all lots of love. And if you need any help with this, please reach out. I do offer healing, different levels of healing packages and channeling to help you understand where to start or what this deeper message is that you're being asked to see. And if you would like to open up your abilities, if you're ready, this is a fantastic energy to start to explore this in. It's going to be very supportive of this work. So there are links to Illuminate below. And thank you so much for joining me today on the Mastering Energy Medicine podcast. And if you enjoy this podcast, please give it a starred rating, share it with your friends. I would love that so much, because my mission here is for as many people as possible to be exposed to this work and to open up their gifts so that they can help other people and themselves heal. So take care, and I will see you next time.